You know about the water supply, do you? Has anyone told you about the water supply for Royal Doyle?
No, there were a few stories about the water supply, I remember, and I know there was one around the dam size was a particular problem.
Well, what happened when they first made it into, you know, like that, there were cesspits all the way down there, you know, and everything went into these cesspits. And then, of course, as the population increased, well, these kind of overflowed and went down into the creek. But of course, there were people drawing their water from the water, drinking water further down, you know, so something had to be done, kind of thing. Well, the people at Tynwald, they had put a viaduct, what do you call it? Aqueduct, kind of thing, yeah, from about a mile or so up the river, down to run their mill on the other, that was on the other side of Lacton Creek. So they decided to put the same sort of thing on this side of the river. So they went up and built it, and it came along there along the top, and then it arrived at the corner there about where Grey Street and Humphrey Street meet, and then it went along then in an open drain kind of thing. Probably be brick, it wouldn't be concrete, it couldn't be brick anyway. And it ran along there, and that supplied the Royal Derwent, or it wasn't Royal Derwent then, but like that. And then it ran along Humphrey Street, and then Tank Street wasn't in the town plan, you know, and they ran it through Tank Street. It went along to where the council chambers is now, and they dug this big tank down there and lined like a swimming pool kind of thing. I don't exactly know the dimensions of it, but it must have been fairly big. And the water all ran by gravity along Humphrey Street and through Tank Street into the where the council chambers is now. And then that there was no stop and go. It ran all the time, you know, when the creek ran. So when the tank filled up, well, then it overflowed, and then it flowed down High Street, and that was the water supply for the town as well. And the people would go out with their buckets, you know, and get their drinking water, you know, out of this. And then, of course, the horses and that used to drink it and everything else, you know. And then when it went the length of High Street, it used to go back down George Street and back to the river again, back to the, so it ran all the time. It was still running. No, the tank wasn't working then. But it was still running down High Street when I was a kid. We used to make little boats and float, have races going down the river down to Lacton Creek, you know. So then when they stopped, that's why Humphrey Street is a lot wider on this side. The footpath's a lot wider on this side than it is on the other side. Of course, part of that was the aqueduct or whatever you call it along there. What was the tank now is now the supper room for the Memorial Hall. That's taken over and it's down below, you see, underneath it, yeah. And so that was New Norfolk's water supply. And of course then, because they had acquired some of the land there for the water to go through, they made that into a street, but it was never meant to be a street. You know, Tank Street was never meant to be there, but it was just the fact that they had this block of land and
the name fits it, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's right. Yes.
It's a virtual lane, Ken. It's so narrow, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
And all done by pick and shovel.
Yep. And then when they did that, the sewerage dirty water, you know.
Press the top, Jen.
Grey water, that's what I'm trying to think of. Well, what they did, they dug a drain. It's about 2 feet in diameter, might only be 18 inches. But it went right from here, around about where we are now, or just down further, right along the avenue, across High Street, and then down to the River Derwent, and it took all the effluent and everything from Royal Derwent there. And because it had to go it wasn't pumped or anything, it had to go by natural flow. When they were doing High Street all about 30 years ago, And the engineer called me up and he said, come and have a look at this. And they dug out this drain about 20 feet down, I reckon, you know. And it was still there, all done with bricks, you know, like a whole brick drain. Yeah, and still working. You can still... And I can remember when as a kid we used to swim in the river down the, you know, down there, there was nothing else. And of course the sewage would come floating by, you know what I mean? So you'd hop out of the... You'd hop out of the river for a while or two and wait until she subsided and back you'd go in again.
I'd done the same thing, Ken. Yeah.
and this is the drain that was uncovered last year. Yeah. Same drain.
Is it? Yeah.
It seems as though it is.
Yeah.
It tracks
because
all the way.
It's higher at High Street, you see, so they had to go down quite a long way to get the fall, you know.
Yeah.
So
that would have continued past the Bush Hotel.
Yeah, it was alongside. On the Lee's side, you know, opposite. Yeah. It went down there. So yeah.